This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
3, 2, 1.
Do you know what I feel like doing?
Starting a fight.
Of course. I feel like kicking back, relaxing, and getting comfy. Welcome to the Get Comfy Lowdown. I'm your host, Kalo, as always, here to give you the lowdown on all things that are tiered. And I'm joined by the one and only.
What up, guys? AIM on the mic, DJ AIM, also the well-known idiot. You want me to lose my top today. It's 11:04.
All right, before we do that, let's thank everybody and anybody who is liking and sharing this podcast with anybody and everybody you know.
Nah, fuck them.
So,
Kay done this to me. I'm going to be really salty today.
Listen, I think we had enough time to give our deferring opinions, but I think, you know, it's all water under the bridge, brand new year. I think it's time we work together to create something.
A baby? Are you pregnant?
I could be. I could pass as one. But we are here today to rank in a tier list that I've scientifically worked out, patent pending. Not sure if this is... Oh, this is definitely someone else's idea. But, you know...
Kay was in the lab with the beakers and everything. Like,
let me cook, you know, like, as the youth says.
Like the Powerpuff Girls, he was the dad and the beaker.
Not measuring anything. We don't measure here.
Absolutely not.
But we are both connoisseurs of Cartoon Network, at least back in the day. And today's episode is going to be primarily focused on ranking all the best Cartoon Network shows of all time. There are some shows on here that we haven't seen, but we're going to get into like where we place this and then work from there.
11 o'clock is in the tone.
All right. So without further ado, let's get into this. Let me describe the tier system because we both have it up in front of us.
Yes.
I mean, I guess you know how this works. S tier being the best and never seen the show, obviously, being the worst. Mm-hmm. So let's just do this, okay? Number one.
Question before we do this. So say if a show, right? Granted, the show came out to 2000s and people went out of ideas. Does a reboot that's like a reboot of a spinoff that's completely bad, does that count in our decision on where the show should go?
I think much like watching your favorite movie for the first time, I want to get that genuine, like...
reaction.
Let it, because I already see one that I'm going to be pissed. Actually, is it on this one? I don't see it. Spoiler.
I see one show that drew my question. So
okay. Right, so right. we'll take it from
it's
there.
It's there. All right. So
The first one, Over the Garden Wall. Has this ever been on Cartoon Network?
It hasn't. It could have been Boomerang way before our time.
All right. So never seen this show.
I never seen it.
Never seen the show. All right. Here's one you might, because I know I haven't. Batman, the Brave and the Bold.
I didn't like it.
You didn't like it.
I didn't like it because it came after the Batman, the animated series, which was darker. And this was more to the kids, like funny, goofing, messing it around. I would say F if it was there, but I'll put it for E. But I don't know about you.
Here. I'm going to defer it to you because I, like, if there's show, like, all right. Another rule, we're making it on the fly. If there's a show either one of us watched and the other didn't, we'll defer the choice there, unless you have like a strong opinion on why you haven't watched this show.
Okay, fair enough.
Fair, you know?
Yeah, fair enough.
All right, this one is divisive, and I know the logos are cut off. This is why we're very, very efficient here.
Yeah.
Steven Universe.
I never seen it, but I hated it.
You hated it.
Yeah, I just didn't like, so it seemed too childish for me.
Now, this is a show a lot of people like, for whatever reason. Do we defer this to E? Because at least it's very popular.
Did you watch it?
No. So never seen this show?
Never seen the show, because I never seen it either, to make it fair.
That's going to piss off a lot of people.
Yeah. I know our friend Joe loves this show. He talks a lot of good things about it.
Well, Joe, just know I wanted to put it on the list, but he said no. He's twisting my hand here. What the heck is this? Symbiotic Titan.
Wait a minute. I want to look this up. It sounds so familiar. I need to see if it is what I think it is. Wait a minute. What is it?
Symbionic.
It sounds so familiar. Bionic Titan. Wait a minute.
I'm looking at pictures, and I feel like I seen this show when I was sick at home.
I seen the show, though. I didn't watch it fully, religiously. I have seen it. I'll give it a D.
A D? Above Batman? All right. Hey, you know? Rock with it.
At least with Batman, I seen it, and it was I hated it.
Okay. That's fair. Uncle Grandpa. What are we doing here? What is this?
I never saw it just because it looked so stupid to me. What about you?
This exists in that Steven Universe era of Cartoon Network, you know what I mean? Where everything just looks so childish. So never seen that show.
Alright, never seen it. Alright.
This next one, Ozzie and Drix. I don't know if you remember this, but I do.
I gotta look it up, the pictures. I do not remember
this. It's Osmosis Jones. It is the guy, it's he's blue. I think he's an amoeba.
I remember the movie. I just didn't know. Was this a TV show or was it a movie?
This was the spin-off TV show. This is when they took things too far.
I never saw the TV show. I've seen the movie. Never saw the TV show.
All right. I'm going to give this a D. I remember it and I enjoyed it. Again, funny enough, most of these shows I remember because I stayed home sick from school and this is what was on. So, hey. All right. This next one, I think we both agree on. Samurai Jack. I'm going S tier.
You're going S tier. Are you counting the final season that came out a couple of years ago as well?
No, this is just straight up Samurai Jack.
I'm going to do an A. I'm gonna do A. I can't do S because it ended abruptly. And then, yeah.
All right, I'll give you an A.
As a kid, I was upset about it.
All right, it's an A. It's an A tier. I'll give you whatever. This next one, Total Drama Island.
Is this just the first season of Total Drama Island?
Yes. This is just straight up raw dog in Total Drama Island.
S tier.
S tier. Okay. Great. If you said A or whatever, I would have.
You said first season, S tier. Top tier. I loved it. I thought it was a lie. I thought it was unscripted. I was also a kid at the time. And I was this is just a reality TV show, but made in animation. This is great.
Okay. This next one, Sheep Something. I can't read the rest of it because
I see the sheep picture. I do not remember it at all.
Do not recall. So never seen this show. Oh, I think this is the one you were talking about.
No, I wasn't talking about this. I would say A tier.
A tier. I'll agree with you. I dug it. I'm with it. Why is Siri popping up? I don't need you. Get out of here. All right. Here we go. Don't know that one. We'll skip over it. Never seen this show. They need to make the JPEG smaller. Mm-hmm. But both agree. Batman Beyond, S tier.
S tier was my favorite Batman.
I'm waiting for you to tell me a show that's amazing, and you'd just be like, "No, that is a C tier show."
Yeah, no. I'm looking more now. I see one.
Oh yeah. No! Stop. Yeah. I think I know what's funny, but we'll save it. Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends. S tier.
A tier. I'll give you S. You gave me. Oh.
Give me a heart attack, my friend. Foster's Home is.
It was good, but it wasn't if those other kids TV shows at the time that I would rather watch than that one.
I tell you, this is it's really This is telling, as they say. Ninjago, never seen it.
Never seen it.
Look how it blends in with everything. You can't even see the logo. Secret Mountain Fort Awesome.
I've never seen it.
All right. This is one that's near and dear to my heart. 16.
I'm going to say A tier.
Okay. I respect it. I'll agree. A tier. It was just like a decent show to like get
it. It was the same people that made Toro Drama.
Yes. The same, same people. This one. Code Lyoko.
I've never seen it.
Really?
Never seen it.
Oh my gosh. All right. It has a banger of a theme song. Those of you who know, know. I'm putting this one at... I'm going to give this one A tier. All right. So we're going to hit like a patch, at least from what it looks like to me, where I've never seen all three of these shows. I don't know what that one is. So
we can't make it out.
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatball show. Maybe you.
It's on Netflix. It's on Netflix. I didn't see it, but Timmy was watching it. I can't say anything about it.
All right, so never seen it. Hot Wheels Acceleracers.
Never seen it.
Never seen it. All right, Adventure Time.
F tier.
F
is not even on option.
So E.
Yeah, I will put E.
I kind of like this show. I haven't seen much of it. Like, I'm not like a, I wouldn't call myself an Adventure Time fan, but like the episodes or like the clips I've watched are funny. Yeah.
No, the clip I watched is funny too. The show I just didn't like.
Yeah. All right.
Wait, so C, you want to meet me in the middle? C here?
I'll give it D because I haven't personally watched it. So
let the record know I was trying to please the fans by giving it a C tier, but Kim was like,
I'm a reasonable tribal chief, you know? I try to find a middle ground, you know?
I was doing that. You were not deep, below C.
Hey. Almost Naked Animals. Never seen it. I just Googled pictures of this show, and my lord had this get on.
Wait, hold on. Almost
Naked Animals.
Naked Animals. Theme song was what first pops off for me.
Yeah, same thing for me.
But oh, yeah, never seen it.
Never seen it. All right. Never seen it. Here we go. The show that, in my opinion, has the biggest plot twist of all time.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Camp Lazlo. I'm going S tier.
I was going to go B.
B?
I was going to go B.
Really? So do you want to... This one, we have to meet in the middle with A.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
All right. This one, I feel like you haven't seen. Class 3000.
No.
With Andre 3000.
Yeah.
Another show that I just kind of like watched because I was mindless and didn't really do anything. I'm going to give it an E tier because like it wasn't bad, but like it's obviously not the first thing I'm watching.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a show. This show is wild. This show is wild beyond belief. Like the fact that this is classified as a kid show is crazy. And I'm talking about Cow and Chicken.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to defer this to you. Where do we go? I've seen this show. I know what it's about.
I've seen the show, too. I'll say B.
B. That's solid. I'll give it that. It's just like, what was that show? Like, it was too crazy.
That was a fever dream.
That 100%. Craig of the Week. Don't recall. Atomic Betty. Don't recall this one. It sounds familiar.
Atomic Betty.
Before we continue the show, I wanted to take a little time to talk about Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. A lot of people face pressures to change themselves to fit other people's expectations, and the more freeing solution is to find the things that work for you. Noom understands that everyone's weight loss journey is unique, and what works for someone else might not really work for you. That's why Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible and focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work towards your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. And for me personally, that's huge. I know that I am not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I know that I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to go work out. But by using Noom, and having that little more of flexibility and stability, it certainly helps with my journey here. Noom also makes it easy to start your weight loss journey and stay on track with personalized lessons that help you gain confidence and a practical knowledge, one-on-one coaching, and cognitive behavioral approaches that teach you how to be mindful of your habits. 75% of Noom weight loss users finished the program, and more than 60% of users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/believe. Again, that is Noom, Noom.com/believe. BL.
Oh, God.
I don't recall this one.
No, I've seen it, like, flipping through it. I never seen it, though.
All right, never seen this show. Chowder.
S-tier.
No,
A.
Okay. I would call it S.
Yeah.
Because it was just like that was one of the shows I remember like vividly.
It's so good. I was rewatching it too. That had a banger theme song.
Well, you I'll date myself S, here. S will move it to S.
I changed myself.
I'll date myself here. This is one of the first shows I downloaded off the iTunes store on my iPod Touch. I downloaded episodes of Chowder, and I watched the same two episodes of Chowder at least 20 times.
Which two episodes?
Couldn't tell you. I think it was where he's getting dating advice from the Mushroom Lady.
I remember one episode I remember vividly, and me and Joe quote this every scene. It seemed a little mandor, like sometimes you gotta beat a woman back with a stick, and you just see him with a stick hitting, trying to hit his wife back as she barks at him.
Oh. It's great. What's this one? Mau Mau? Don't even.
No.
Nah, get that. There's a lot of never seen the show. Shows you where our cutoff was.
Yeah.
Ed, Eddie.
S.
Yeah.
S.
No debate there. Nope. The Marvelous Misadventures of Flapjack.
This show gave me nightmares. This show was creepy as fuck. I say B.
All right. I was going to say B too. Like, I liked it. It's nothing wrong with it. But, you know, like, what are we doing? Like, what's that show about?
Yeah.
Green Lantern. Have you seen this one?
This show actually was the reason why we got the Green Lantern movie back in the 2000s.
Oh.
Because the show was doing so well. I never saw it, though.
All right. So I haven't seen it either. We'll move it. We'll move it there. We'll tuck that away. Ryan Reynolds would appreciate us for that.
Mm-hmm.
Generation Rex. I somehow remember mentions of this show.
I don't remember this show. I saw like pizza and pieces of it, but to the point where I like never seen it. Like I can't tell you the premise of it.
I'm gonna go E because I remember watching episodes, but like I can't recall anything about this show.
Mm-hmm.
Can't even tell what that mm-hmm. is. I Am Weasel. I somehow remember him. I
remember him as well.
I just don't know where what he's doing, like what his show is about. I just remember this red weasel, and it kind of exists in the same vein as Cow and Chicken.
Oh, yeah, yes. You want to put it next to Cow and Chicken then?
I would say C tier, just because like, I remember watching it, but I don't know what it was about.
Yeah, C tier. All right, fair enough.
All right. See our first.
I remember there was a baboon, a monkey with a red butt next to it.
Yeah. There was a lot of butts being shown in this era.
Yeah.
Ben 10. Oh no, I don't like that face. You better give me a good answer because this is also not including the live action movie. Mm-hmm. This isn't Alien Force. We're including this is straight up Ben 10, the original
mm-hmm.
10.
Mm-hmm. B.
I don't like you, but I'm going B.
What would you put it under?
I'd give it A.
Yeah, got it.
I'll put it at B.
You know what?
Because I want to use that token for a show coming up. At least I think I might need to use it.
All right, put it in A because the theme song was banger.
Yeah.
I'll give it to you.
Infinity Train, never seen it.
Wait, you know, look at the picture. I want before people riot at us. Infinity Train. Yeah, never seen it. Nope.
All right. This one I stick by. Jackie Chan Adventures.
S-tier.
Perfect.
S-tier.
You got some taste. You got some good qualities about you. If you said anything less than S for Jackie Chan, there are going to be problems. Johnny Bravo.
A.
All right, I'll give it A.
A.
Wild show.
It was.
Johnny
Chan. It's also really outdated, too.
Yeah, like it would not last at all.
No.
Do you remember the rumblings that they were going to do a live action with Dwayne? God. With Dwayne The Rock Johnson? All right. Johnny Test. This one's hard. I would give it A.
Oh, I want to say C.
C? Really?
C. I watched it. I just didn't really enjoy as much as like Young Justice, 16, Camp Lazlo, Ben 10, Johnny Bravo.
Okay. So do you want to meet in the middle and give it B?
Yeah.
All right. B tier. Now the Justice League.
Is this Justice League Unlimited or Justice League?
Just Justice League.
A.
A. All right. A. I agree. A. Apple and Onion. Never seen it. Mega's XLR. I don't recall seeing
it. No. Not at all.
All right. So that goes over there. Mighty Magisword. Don't recall.
Mighty
Magisword.
Where are you getting these shows, Kev?
Bro, just trust the process.
It looks like the same animation from Steven Universe. It's around that area.
Cool. This is a show I remember the title, but I don't know what it's about. Mike, Lou, and OG. I'm going to Google this because...
Mike, Lou, and OG.
Oh! I do remember this show.
No, I do not remember the show at all.
I remember this show. Oh my gosh.
Why were you watching?
This was the show, and like I love how I have like specific timestamps in my life to like remember this show. This is whenever I woke up like super early for school, and this is what was on Cartoon Network at like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Why were you waking up 4 o'clock in the morning?
It all comes full circle. I do that now, willingly.
But why?
I don't know. I was restless. I was a young, restless child. But for that, I got to give it D tier.
All right, fair enough. I never seen it.
Mucha Lucha. I remember this show.
Wait, is this Mucha?
Because I remember Mucha Libre.
It's Mucha Libre, not Mucha Lucha.
That's what it says, Mucha Lucha.
No, Mucha Libre. That's the name of the show.
Well, we're going off the JPEG. I'm going B.
Yes, B. Just because of the flea.
Just because of the flea.
The flea.
Get over here. All right, this one I remember too. The I Puffy Ami Yumi show.
I
remember the show vividly.
Excuse me?
Yeah, this is like my first anime moment.
No, stop. No. No.
This is my first anime moment.
No.
I was into anime before.
No, absolutely. That's not. No.
And this is anime.
No.
Do you remember this show at all?
No, not at all.
All right. I'll give it E tier because I remember it and it was fairly decent. Okay, KO, Let's Be Heroes. This sounds like a Steven Universe era show.
Okay, KO, Let's Be Heroes.
Yeah, this sounds like a Steven Universe.
Heroes.
I like how we can kind of generalize it.
Yeah, I guess it's on HBO Max if you want to check it out.
Potentially. All right, so never seen. All right, Powerpuff Girls.
I used to watch it. Like, I was obsessed with it. I'll give it an A tier.
I'll give it A too. The devil crab. Dude, kind of freaks me out.
Jojo.
No, it's the other dude, the lobster.
I know.
Oh, okay.
The lobster was kind of sus, though.
Yeah, that dude's a little sketchy. Yeah. The problem, I don't know.
That's a giant poop, by the way. But that's one of the newer shows. I've never seen it, though.
Never seen it. Regular show. I'll give it a B. I think it's funny.
Yeah, B. You're just going to kill me, but yeah, B. Me and Joe quote this show way too much.
I mean, I'll give it an A. I think it's good, but like, I don't watch it enough.
Give me an A, because I'll say A, because that's what I wanted to say.
Okay, fair. Right. Sonic Boom. You know how much I love Sonic. I despise this show exists because it is the worst form of Sonic that could ever exist.
Is this the one that you give long legs and all the
I wish there was an F tier, because then I'd create.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go E.
Yeah, E.
All right, the next one up is Squirrel Boy.
I've seen it. This is like how you said that you would know you were sick. You would watch something. This was my show when I was sick. I would be on. I'd be like, okay, E. I'll give it E.
I agree. Stoked. You know the show?
You don't know the show?
I don't. Wait, let me before I give any definitive answer, let me defer to Google.
Oh my god.
Okay, I know of it. Why does that one girl look like the same girl from like 16?
It's the same company, same Canadian.
Oh,
beta, yeah.
Well, that's just lazy because they look exactly the same. Okay, I kind of remember this show.
I would put it the same as 16.
Same as 16? It's that good?
I enjoyed it.
All right, I'll give you A tier for that. All right, Teen Titans. I'm going A. Or S. I was looking at A.
I'm torn. I'm really torn.
How are you torn with the next one? Do you know?
No, because how the show ended.
Oh god.
Do you want me to give you a homer drop? Are you saving this one? Was this one? You know what? Give me yes. Give me yes here.
It has to be. It's required by law. I know the next one, at least, Teen Titans Go, is going to be at E.
No.
What are you on? Like, where do you get off?
No, because I have seen, like, the, you know, the movies that came out. It's funny. I'll put a D.
D.
I'll give a D.
Anything higher, I would have put you out of your misery. We are going. The Amazing World of Gumball.
C tier.
C. Okay. I respect that. Not the bat. I think this is the one I can override you, unless you've seen the show. Clone Wars.
I seen like parts of it and it kind of fell off. I'll give you this. Whatever you say, you have the final word in it.
S tier. No. Right. S tier. Where are you? There you go. Right up there. Nice and.
Does it belong there? I don't think so, but.
Okay, now. The Garfield Show.
If F was an option, I would have put an F.
Yeah, we got to get an F tier. Don't worry. The other ones might have an F tier. The Annoying Orange.
F.
Yeah, we'll just do that right there. Yeah. The Looney Tunes Show.
I actually enjoyed it. I remember when this show came on Cartoon Network, so I was doing homework. Yeah. And my sister was like, if you finish your homework, you can watch it, because it was coming at 8 o'clock on a weekday, and I wasn't allowed to watch TV shows on a weekday. B tier.
B? Okay. I respect that. I assume this is the new age Powerpuff Girls.
Yeah.
I'm going to go never seen it.
Never seen it.
My boy. Courage the Cowardly Dog. Yeah, I'm going S. I'm going S.
A, A, A.
This guy, what are you on? Hey. Since you gave me Clone Wars, I'll let it slide.
Hey, and this show gave me too many nightmares.
That's why I love it. It really.
Wait a minute. You're missing.
What?
You're not missing. This list is missing.
I know what. I know which one it's missing. I know which. I think. I know one for sure.
We do it at the end. We'll do it at the end.
Thundercats. I know a lot of people are big on this. I've never seen it.
I've never seen it either.
I don't know. Is that Time Squad? Yeah, that looks like.
Yes.
I've never seen it.
Oh, it's a treasure. It's a treasure. I'll give it B, though.
B? All right. B. This one I've definitely seen. My Gym Partner's a Monkey.
Yes.
Going A.
I was going to go B, but I'll give you A.
I'll go B. It's like, It's just one of those shows you just know. You gotta know.
I remember the video game that had that came with it.
This is The Life and Times of Juniper Lee. I remember this show. Let me just Google it to double check my my basis of knowledge. Oh yeah, I do remember this. I'm gonna give it a D tier.
I don't remember the show, but I'll trust your word on it.
It was I. I can't even tell what that is. Totally Spies.
Oh, that's Total Dramarama. That's the one that you just put down.
Total Dramarama. Do you know what, like, is this good or what are we doing?
It's literally F tier. They made the kids into babies and chefs of the daycare.
Okay. It's bad. Totally Spies. I'll give it a B.
I'll give it a B too.
B. All right. The Cramp Twins.
Never seen it.
I've seen it. Again, one of those sick shows that you watch. So I'm going to give it E. All
right.
Victor and Valentino. I don't recall this.
Victor and Valentino.
This sounds like a Steven Universe.
Yes, you want a new age Steven Universe shows.
We're really generalizing things, aren't we?
We really are.
Never seen this show.
We Benders.
Yeah. What do you think for this? Never seen it. This one, Shaolin Showdown. I'm going S.
A.
All right. I'll give you that. Because right. My boy Omi.
You put it down D. Ooh. Omi. Yeah. I love how Omi like always butchers the sayings. So it's great.
Oh, it's perfect.
It was perfect. All right. So what were the two? What was one show you said we were missing? Because I said two.
Knowing you is Billy and Mandy, which is S tier.
S tier, and then do you know the other one I was thinking of?
No, I don't know.
Cole's Name Kids Next Door.
Oh, okay. S.
S, and then there's one more that just came to me. Dexter's Laboratory.
Dexter's Lab, that's right. I'm going to go S?
I say A.
Hey. All right, that's fair. But we just ranked everything here. This is all the Cartoon Network shows, at least majority of them, I should say. There's a little asterisk.
It pains me to see Clone Wars like hide, but I got overrided. Cable had to find a word on that one.
Clone Wars is just amazing. I can't tell you how good. I know you're anti-Star Wars self there.
I'm not anti-Star Wars. I played the regular Star Wars game. How can I be anti-Star Wars?
That's slander.
I like the prequels before it was cool.
Well, that's right up your alley. That's right, prequel territory right there.
Yeah, like I stopped. I'm like on season 3 or 4. I forget which one I was on that I stopped.
This guy. It was a lot though. I'll give it that. It was a lot of content to consume.
It's also a lot of filler.
Yeah, but speaking of filler, you can turn into more episodes of the Get Comfy podcast, Get Comfy Lowdown, and Get Comfy Game Break every single Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on all major listening platforms like iTunes, Spotify, and of course, the Believe Network. I've been Kalo, joined by the one and only,
the Relictic Emma Mike.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.